Welcome, everybody. This is Holly Berger. Today is March 13th, 2022, and this is the Sunday morning free meditation call. And I want to thank you all for being here. We're going to work on a meditation today that's going to be sent out to Ukraine. And the way that we're going to do it is different, which surprised me, because when I think of Ukraine, I go through a couple of mental exercises that aren't, I know I'm just telling you my process here. This is not something you should do. But first I go into worry, fear, you know, angst. And then I go into thoughts about the military and what's happening, and all of the thoughts that happen for me when I think about war, invasion, destruction are all very third dimensional. And I send prayers, and my guides have taught me for years that when we send prayers, we should not send anything horizontally. The horizontal energy is a lower frequency. It can land somewhere. It can be manipulated. It's sort of like throwing your dollars at a store when you drive by. Maybe they'll get them, maybe not. Or let's say throwing your dollars at the phone company or the electric company. You know, you want to make sure they land. So the way they land is you send them via mail, or you send them over the internet. So we're going to send our prayers. We ask Creator, I ask Creator to bless whatever or do whatever is, you know, whatever I'm talking about. So it's a way to enhance the direction of energy, because all of the resources are coming from the I Am Presence anyway, but we can ask for the I Am Presence to direct more energy to certain areas. And so today we're going to use an ability that we have to alter the frequency of water. And we're going to ask for the waters of Ukraine to be blessed. And we'll talk about how we do this. It's very simple. But what I want you to focus on is there's a large river that runs through Ukraine, sort of like the way the Mississippi runs through the United States. And the river is called the Dnieper River. And it's spelled D as in dog, N as in Nancy, I-E, P as in Paul, E-R, D-N-I-E-P-E-R, and they pronounce it Dnieper. And that's what I read on the internet. You know, I don't know anybody from Ukraine, but if anybody does, and that pronunciation can be improved, let me know. So when we're looking at a certain place, it helps to know it on the map or to have some association with it. So I looked it up on the map yesterday, and I looked up photos of the Dnieper River, and it's just gorgeous. And then some unnamed person on this call brought to my attention that it has a hydroelectric, whatever you call it, resource for electricity. They create electricity with that water. So when we were asking for blessings for it, we were thinking, you know, canteens and water resources and showers and dishes washed. And we were thinking that, you know, gardens that are watered that create carrots that someone eats. You know, we're thinking of all the ways water blesses. But when Alex brought up the hydroelectric, we were like, whoa, it is going everywhere. This energy is going into every home. You know, it's, who knows, it could be going into batteries and, you know. So how that affects everybody and everything, it doesn't really matter, because it's light and we can let the higher beings take care of that. But I wanted you to have that background so that you can put your mental part into a certain category. So mental part, you focus on the Dnieper River. You focus on the water that is on the land. And spiritual part will take care of the rest. It helps to put your mental body at ease. And the way I do that is through writing, or if I get a message in my mind, I stop and jot a note, because if I don't, it's the mental body becomes a nag. It wants to remind you and don't forget and don't forget. So if my mental body pops up, don't forget to buy apples, I'll just stop and write apples at the top corner of a piece of paper. And then my mental body rests. My job is done. So keep that in mind. Give your mental body a job if you're having a hard time meditating. So now, if you can, put your feet flat on the floor and your spine straight. It's the best way to run energy. And we're going to do an opening. Five, Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy to join us today. Excuse me. We ask that Source Energy join us today through the highest frequencies of I Am Consciousness. We ask that we each be surrounded with pure Christ Consciousness light that seals us off in sacred space on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. excuse me, my guides are reminding me to do this in first person so you can repeat this in your own consciousness. I ask for light to anchor into my solar plexus, pure Christ Consciousness light. I ask that this light move down to the core of the earth, up to the I Am Presence, and expand me as a pillar of light. Within this pillar of light, I invoke the frequencies of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. I invoke the presence of the I Am Consciousness to merge with these two frequencies. This will create a violet flame. I allow the violet flame to begin to move in and throughout all aspects of my being. I ask that this beautiful flame of transformation and transmutation begin to move in and throughout my chakras, energy centers, organs, blood, bone, and tissue. I ask that this light burn down and up and out in every direction and move all through my pillar of light and completely repair, enhance, restructure my crystalline cord to light, making it perfect for me to connect with the I Am Presence. I banish interference. I banish data collectors. I banish anything that disturbs my connection to I Am Consciousness. And as that is happening, I welcome the I Am Consciousness light to come back down and reignite all my cells to remember who and what I am, to embrace my empowerment as a light being, to restructure me to be the most divine, proactive, conscious, confident, loving being that I can be in my dimensional expression. I have chosen to incarnate into a third dimensional body to do work in the third dimension, but I am a multi-dimensional being. My fifth dimensional connections are complete and pure. My all-dimensional connections are as accurate as they need to be through the consciousness of my high self and my soul. I ask for the light of the I Am Presence to move down through my body, through my feet, through my root chakra, sending the energy down into Mother Gaia. And I ask for rebuilding, enhancing, restructuring, strengthening of my grounding cord. Anything that is appropriate and possible through my high self, through my own innate intelligence, through the I Am that I am. I ask for my grounding cord to strongly connect to the core of the earth, to Mother Gaia, and to bring information to me to help me understand why I'm here and what I do, to help me remember that I am the divine creator of my happiness and that I intend to be happy. I intend to expand my moments of happiness. I intend to understand worries and fears and anything that has a lower frequency, but I understand it and I let it move away from me while I let joy and love and peace expand within me. I remember what I am. I remember who I am. I remember that I am. I invoke today the presence of my guides, angels, ascended masters, my deities, gods, goddesses, all light beings that I work with, including my ancestors, those crossed over, those that are new to me, I welcome them to work with a being of light that I recognize. This is not the day to bring in new beings. We're going to work with what we're solid with today, what we know. So you may call forth an ascended master to help you or just ask for the spokesperson of your high self committee or your guardian angel, or maybe a main guide that you work with to be with you today and help you to navigate, to be with you in this meditation. We ask for full protection around us. We ask that this protection move out 10 feet in every direction, up, down, all around. And we allow ourselves to just bask in this beautiful Christ consciousness light. We allow this light to recalibrate and release. And as we are releasing, as things are bouncing around and moving out, we ask for divine release protocol so that Creator comes in using whatever resources are appropriate and begins to gather these things and pulls them away until the connections are very, very thin and they can be released. Cut, burnt, let go, return to the creators. And in some cases, destroyed. We leave that up to our high selves and to the I Am Presence. We ask for continued clearing, and as we clear, we enhance ourselves with light. We ask that light fill all those spots, help our mental bodies adjust to the change, and revive our spirits to live among the light that's here, to be comfortable with it, and to balance our bodies, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. We ask for balance through all levels and layers, through all time, space, and dimension, through all ways that we hold thought, memory, knowledge, through mind, mental body, ego, through the subconscious, through all levels of consciousness. Allow yourself to purge and release from your subconscious without having to examine anything. I release from my subconscious and I allow my high self to take care of this. I release old things that I don't remember and I allow my high self to remove these things, to take care of them. As I offer myself in service to the divine light of the I Am Presence, I ask for Source to help me today to have a beautiful meditation. And we open. Thank you, Anima. Thank you, Anima. Thank you, Anima. If you have not done a light raising before, I encourage you to get on my website and learn how to do it. But I'm going to assume that you know how to do a light raising. When you know how to do a light raising, the information is in your subconscious and it's in your cells. So we're not going to take a lot of time to do that today. We're going to move through it quickly. I want you to imagine that as you're sitting, that you can stand. Just imagine your ethereal body standing up and imagine it standing really beautifully straight. Imagine you're in the best form of your life. You're healthy, you're happy, you're jovial. Imagine below you is a pure pool of bubbling light. Imagine that it begins to move up into your body. It quickly fills your legs and activates your chakras. We're going to go through these quickly. Let it move up. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, and let that energy bubble up from your feet and shoot through you like a great fountain. Let it raise your frequency. Let it bring you into your ethereal consciousness. And as that's happening, I want you to imagine that your pillar of light becomes somewhat of an elevator and you begin to lift. Imagine that that bubbling pool of light is now a platform and it's going to lift you up. And you are in charge of this. You can say, take me to the most appropriate place. But today I want you to ask your guides to take you to a mid fifth dimensional level. I call forth to the highest frequencies of light, working with the highest and best good for all involved. I ask for my guides to lift me and my pillar of light with all protection to mid fifth dimensional frequencies. Thank you, and amen. Now, part of you is there, even if you don't feel it or realize it. If you tell your guides to take you there, part of you is there. So I want you to just imagine that you're there. I am in mid fifth dimensional frequencies right now. My body is sitting in a third dimensional chair, but I am using my multi-dimensional consciousness to be in the mid fifth dimensional frequency right now. And take a deep breath. I want you to imagine as you're standing on your platform that you begin to notice all around you is water. It's beautiful, clear water, and it bubbles with a little bit of light. It's effervescent. It's clear, it's healing. And I want you to imagine that you have two things, one in each hand, and these things will hold water. It may be a shell, it may be a cup, a chalice, a bucket, it may be a big beer stein. I want you to just imagine two things in your hands. And I want you to imagine that you lean down and you fill up the one in your right hand, and then you fill up the one in your left hand. These are your effervescent waters. These are your highest consciousness of light. We ask that these waters be blessed through the divine light of the I Am Presence with all appropriate frequencies of I Am Consciousness. We don't need to dictate what that is. I Am Consciousness, Christ Consciousness Light, the highest frequencies of light. They're free of anything negative. It's complete, positive, almost neutral energy. This is healing water. It carries a frequency. It carries the highest frequency that you can bless. I want you to imagine now that one of your guides, maybe the one you chose before, comes down from above, and that you reach up and hand that guide your water. And the guide takes the water and pours it into another container, merges it. And now we will ask Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is. We wish to work with the highest frequencies of light through the highest intentions. And we ask that if anything is inappropriate, that it just turn into light and float away. But if it is appropriate, and if it can be done through the highest light of the I Am Consciousness, we ask for all of our healing waters to now be poured into the Dnieper River in Ukraine. We ask that our waters be poured into the river and begin to change, enhance, and bless the Dnieper River. We ask that the Dnieper River be blessed through all of its channels, through all of its movement. And as the water touches things, we ask that it bless those things too. So as it touches grasses and rocks and fish that feed people, as it moves through the hydroelectric plant, as it moves into things like gardens and homes, we ask for blessings of light. As the water evaporates into the air and soaks the clouds and comes down in rain, we ask that it be a blessing to those that it encounters. We ask for the Dnieper River to be blessed by the I Am Consciousness, to awaken the light workers, to awaken the light workers that are there, and to enhance their ability to hold peace and love and unconditional frequencies of light. And you might ask again that two more cups of water be added to your guides, to their buckets, or however you saw them receive the water, and that they do it again. We ask that all of this be done through the highest realms of light, not through horizontal energy. We send this to the I Am, and we ask that the I Am bless these waters with our waters, through our guides and angels, through our light beings. We will do what we can in our other dimensional expressions. But in this way, we ask that we gather together in our intentions for peace and harmony and love. We ask that our intentions for the protection of people and children. We ask for the consciousness of warriors and decision makers. We ask that darkness be banished, surrounded with light, moved on to its own highest outworkings, which may be to disappear, to be destroyed, to be banished. But we leave that up to our I Am Presence. Today, we are blessing water, and we are blessing the Dnieper River. Today, we do what we can to regulate the frequencies in ourselves and to bring illumination to our bodies and to use the power in us to enhance what we can give these healing waters. And if you can think of how or why you see something on a television, how you can receive pictures on a cell phone, you might just say, I don't care. I just want to see it. So when you think how you might bless water that is ethereal and creator can give this water to a river, just think of God as the ultimate satellite. Just think of God as looking at your waters that you've manifested and recreating them to pour into the Dnieper River. You don't have to know how it works. Just have faith that it does and it will. And that that river feeds tributaries, little threads of water moving everywhere. And that river moves all the way to the Black Sea. So those blessings will pour right into the sea. Ultimately, when we think of war, destruction, the loss of life, we have ideas of what we want to happen. But we have to remember that we are all in charge of our destinies, and those who surrender their lives for something or go through something on earth that's very dark, sometimes they are in service, and we do not wish to interfere with anyone's service. As light workers, our choices are to utilize energy in a certain way. And by holding a higher frequency, by meditating and raising your frequency and using that frequency to direct your intentions to something, might be your highest healing resource. Light will allow things to correct themselves. You don't have to say, let there be peace and love and harmony, but we want to, because we have minds that want peace and love and harmony, so we say it. But light should correct things to be in balance so that peace, love, and harmony naturally exist. That is the natural state of things. So you don't have to say, heal murder and heal warrior instinct or anything that is aggressive. Anyone that is blessed with light will make better decisions. So by utilizing your ability to change the frequency of something like water, and to use the ultimate satellite, which is the I Am Presence, and to have it sent somewhere with your intentions, is probably the highest healing resource that you have. I ask that my healing waters, these waters that I ask to be filled with the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light, be blessed through the I Am Presence upon the Dnieper River. I ask that these waters be filtered and moved out into the clouds and bless the entire country. Let the water do its work. Let it neutralize and heal. Let it be, I am light. And remember, you don't need 100% Christ consciousness light. You need 51%. 51% is critical mass. It neutralizes and changes everything. It helps when it's higher. It stabilizes when it's higher. But hold your intention at having as much effect as possible. I offer myself in service to the divine light of the I Am Presence. And I welcome my creator. I welcome my guides and my light beings to teach me how to use the elements. Earth, air, wind, and fire. We will each have a certain element that we work with. And today we're working with water. And you can learn to work with all the elements and the elementals. But remember, the elements are separate from the elementals. So as we work with the element of water today, we work with the Undines. And we ask that they bless the Dnieper River. if appropriate, through the divine light of the I Am Presence. You can also ask your guides to help you remember to work with water. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, I ask for reminders to bless my drinking water, the water that comes into my home, any water bodies that I pass. I ask for blessings of Christ consciousness light upon them and reminders to keep my mind in that game. Keep my mind in the game of neutralizing frequencies so that Christ consciousness light emerges. Christ consciousness light takes up space. Christ consciousness light exists within me more than 51%, exists around me more than 51%, emits from me more than 51%, so that when I touch someone or I look at someone, my energy is unconditional love. My energy is acceptance, understanding, and it can become whatever that person needs. But I ask that they recognize it as the I Am consciousness, that they don't look to me for it, that they realize God is with them, Creator is with them, Source is with them. Take a deep breath. This is a short meditation, but you can continue it. You can expand it. But for this moment, I want to ask that you please thank your guides, light beings, Creator, Source. I thank you for the delivery of my sacred waters, and it is my highest hope that they have a loving and peaceful effect upon the Dnieper River and Ukraine and all those that the water comes in contact with. And I release my guide that is helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before you leave your space in the fifth dimension, I want you to imagine that you just grab some water and you begin throwing it in the air. Just toss it all over yourself. You may imagine that you lower the platform and you emerge in the water and you let it hold you. You can come back to this. You can have a sacred pool. You can make the water warm, bubbly, but keep it clear. Always keep it 100% clear. When we meditate, we want to have only what we invite into our space. Therefore, there can be nothing to hide behind or no places where anything can be unseen. So we keep any bushes or trees, we move them out, even though we love trees and bushes. If there are any messengers, we ask that they come back at another time or deliver a message in another way. Today, we are neutralizing negative frequency. We are rebalancing the liquid water within our physical bodies, and we are learning to bless the water and give it. Remember, you are a light worker. You work with light. Being a light worker means that you have the ability to neutralize negative energy. Each person has their own gifts in this ability. So you have to discover that by yourself. But until it's named, it still works. Until you know what it is, it's still happening. So through the empowerment that is blessed upon me, through the I Am consciousness, through my soul agreements and my incarnation and my physical being, the work I've done here, the education I've acquired, I ask that the water around me bless my physical body, heal me, recalibrate, enhance, bring all the good stuff into my body, lots of oxygen and balance in all things. I ask for the release of anything that's causing me any discordant energy. And remember, today we aren't naming those. Today we're saying, whatever it is, light comes in. Light neutralizes it. Name or no name, light neutralizes it. So I allow myself to just be in the beautiful floating frequency of these divine waters. that move in and throughout me, that heal me and realign me. And take a deep breath and imagine yourself standing on that platform again. Now, some of you can come back and go deep here, but for today, I'm working on the Dnieper River. And on that platform, we have thanked our beautiful guides and released them, the ones that were helping us with the water. And now we just allow ourselves to come back to our physical bodies. I want you to say, I bring myself back to my third dimensional physical body, where I am a multidimensional being. I bring with me the knowledge that I am primarily water, that I am vibrationally correct for my life, and I am an empowered light worker. I offer my blessings to my space, and I ask that Source, Creator, God, Goddess, I Am Presence, please bring light to me and help me learn how to do this. Help me learn to use the God frequencies within me in the most appropriate way. Help me to remain humble and to hold my frequencies in my consciousness in service. I want you to ground fully into your body. Imagine filling your body all the way down through your feet, filling your body all the way out to your hands, and just shake yourself a little bit. We've got these physical bodies and we yearn to be in the ethers. We yearn to be with our angels and guides and our beloveds that have crossed over, to be with Creator again. But when we are with Creator again, we'll begin making a new plan for how we can be of service. So keep that in mind, that we don't use our human minds to decide whether we reincarnate. We use a masterful part of ourselves. We use our souls and we work with God. We work with Creator to do that. So while you're here, kind of surrender to the idea that you wanted to be here and that you're the creator of your world. So if it isn't what you want, you have to stop and say, I've got to pull back the energy that created that, reconstruct it, and recreate it into something better. And on that note, whenever you want something, whenever you're praying for something, whenever you're creating something, always say this or something better. And then something better is decided through I Am Light, through Creator Source, I Am Consciousness, nothing less. As we ground fully back into our bodies, which most of you aren't, but I ask that you do that now. We ground fully back into our bodies. We thank the beings of light that have helped us today. We thank them for teaching us this technique and for being with us in this divine space. We release our beings back to their realms of choice, and some of them may stay with us. We ask that the I Am Consciousness that we're working with today bless our beloveds, two-legged, four-legged, and no-legged. Bless our homes and properties. Bless the places we live, our cities, our states, our country, and our world. We ask our blessings for all the water around us within 100 miles. Blessings of light for all the water underground, all the water that is held in lakes and rivers and creeks. All the water that's in faucets and bathtubs and sinks and toilets. Water that's yucky, water that's perfectly clean. We ask for blessings of light for all the water. We ask for blessings of light for our drinking water, for anything that comes out of our filters, faucets, refrigerators, etc. It's been a great pleasure to be in the divine light of the I Am with all of you today. I'm so grateful for you to be on this call. And every time you do this meditation, we'll be connected through the ethers in this meditation. So the more we all use it, the more empowered it will become. 1 + 1 = 2 in the ethers. And I don't know what it equals. 10 + 10 = 20, but I don't know what it equals. So as we work together, you know, the multiplication is expansive. So keep that in mind. You're not alone. You work with others, and we all rely on each other. We all hold the consciousness together, consciousness of peace, unconditional love, the consciousness of being disease-free, the consciousness of harmony and hope and faith. I wish you blessings for your day, for your journey on this planet. And as we thank the beings of light for being with us today, we ask that Source bless them with our gratitude, appreciation, and love. And we begin to separate from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection. Grounding fully into our bodies, we release and close. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate you being here today. If anybody has any input, please, you can post it on the meditation page. If you're not on that, you can send me an email and I'll hook you up with that. You can send me an email or text. I appreciate all communication and I'm always here for you guys. So have a beautiful and blessed day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Holly. Sorry we were late.
Oh, that's okay.
This is Esther.
Oh, hey, Esther. I didn't know who that was because your number just shows up. But 512, I'll try.
I figured.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, Duke.
Good day. Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Debbie. All right, I'm going to end. Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you. You too. Bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.